So we know that yoga is the biggest power in the world. I was listening a version of an Indian scripture. In that, he mentioned that one rishi, saint, had mentioned that Brahma, Prajapita Brahma, had created this world with the power of yoga. Vishnu sustains the world with the power of yoga. And Shankar also destroys the world with the power of yoga. For the first time I was listening this from Indian scriptures. It's a good thing that with the help of tapasya, we can do anything. We can create anything. We can change anything. We can bring a big change wherever we need. It's such a power. So one must understand very clearly the effect of self-respect and higher consciousness on our life, on our mind, intellect, sanskaras. If we understand it clearly, then this journey of yoga, journey of efforts, our entire journey will become very easy and joyous. And just as, for example, our first and simple thought of higher consciousness is, first one, I am a great soul. See, this is first and very important. If we bring it into our practice, feelings, intoxication, this one thought will make our life very great. This is such a simple thing. So on one hand, we have to bring a change in mind, into intellect, in our sanskaras, then actions, then behavior. And on other hand, we have to empower ourselves through yoga. So both things are important. So I would say first of all to you, yesterday in morning murli, Baba mentioned one thing. In order to become a good yogi, you need to become a knowledgeable soul. A person who has got the power of knowledge can become easy yogi. If power of knowledge is lacking, concentration in yoga is difficult. So I will give you just 5 points of knowledge, and you have to use them in your day-to-day life in order to keep your mind, we know this word, silent. Minimum thoughts in mind. Because it's a great success of our life if we learn the art how to keep our mind silent whole day. Not only then when we sit for yoga, but in our routine, in our job, living with family, to keep mind silent, in minimum thoughts, speed of thought less. So we can use many points of knowledge according to requirement, but just 5 points, very important for us, which I did use in my life for years and years. One thing is, this world drama is beneficial. Every scene of the world drama is beneficial. Are you agree to this point? You see an accident took place on the road. How will you say it was beneficial? someone abused you, defamed you, caused problems on your way, created a big wall on your way, still you will say it's beneficial? We must have such light into our intellect, that we can understand that everything is beneficial. If there is a curtain of some wrong thing, negativity, but behind the curtain, there is always good thing. Everything is for our goodness. So, important thing, in order to understand this point, when we see any event with the angle of our selfish motivation, then we say it's not good, it's negative. But if we become selfless, if we get broad mind, broad attitude, we will understand everything is good. So every obstacle will open our path. Every hindrance will empower us. Every negative thing will teach us something. Keep such thoughts in your mind. So everything in this drama is beneficial. This is very useful point for us. We should bring it into our practice every day. Second, very easy thought. We know every soul is an actor and every actor's role is different. So let them play their role. Let them enjoy their role. We should not get affected by someone's role. We should also enjoy the role of every actor. We have to practice it. You know, in the spirituality, the most elevated stage of a yogi is known so far, even in bhakti, even in yogic system of India, in Hindi, the word is Sakshi Bhav. You can note down it, Sakshi Bhav, detached observer, Sakshi, just as an onlooker. Sakshi, S-A-K-S-H-I, Sakshi, S-A-K-S-H-I, Sakshi, means we are just observing, no reaction, no influence, no reacts. We have not to react, neither we have to get influenced. This is called Sakshi, detached observer. So everyone is playing one's own role. Enjoy it. So we will remain free from many waste thoughts. Many waste thoughts. Right? This is second most important point of Baba. Third point, although very simple, but very powerful, Baba is with me. Simple word. His canopy is over my head. He is with me always. We have to develop this feeling into our life. That since we became Baba children, Baba has become combined to us. Realize it. I remember one line of 2-3 years before, Avyakta Baba mentioned, okay, with almighty now, mentioned that some of my children are more powerful than me. Do you remember how? Huh? No, not in speaking. He was just joking. Not really. Some of my children are more powerful than me. I say, I am combined to you, and children separate me. They make me separate. They say, no, you be in your home, we are happy here. So Baba becomes our companion. As soon as we remember him, we should know he comes down to us. It's my beautiful experience of past 2 years only. I did not know this fact, that as soon as we remember him, he is there. We must believe it. He comes down to us. And when Baba comes to us, means everything becomes easy. Where God is there, victory is there. Success is there. No Maya. Maya will run away automatically. So it's Baba's power that he can go at the same time to each of his children, everyone. So we can invoke him down. So Baba is with me. This feeling will make us fearless, carefree, just the king of Kasangam Yuga. And it's very, very useful for us. Whenever you go for some hard work or difficult work to solve some problems, immerse this thought, Baba is with me. And you will experience that Baba's powers are working with you. Practical experience you can have every day. Fourth thought is, Baba is responsible for me. Do you believe it? He is responsible for us. So we need not worry about ourselves. He will take care of us. He will solve all of his problems. We must trust him. Full faith in him. This is fourth very good point. These points will make our mind silent. You can choose many more points like this. One more I am giving to you. Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Simple. It will keep us free from the influence of actions. Otherwise, we are action conscious most of the time in our life. Action conscious. I have to do this. I will do this. This is my responsibility. But when Baba is Karan Karavanhar, we are free. He will do. So this way you can choose your own thoughts from Baba's Murli, new thoughts. You can use one thought, two thoughts for 15 days. Like this, make your program to empower yourself with the power of knowledge. So I used to say to everyone, new or old, all Brahmins, whenever we go to Baba, we should go to him with a beautiful gift. What is that most beautiful gift for God? With a gift always, never without gift. Then he will give us drashti, powerful drashti. If we don't have any gift, he will just see us and will forget. What is that gift? You have to prepare your own gift. And that is the gift of elevated states. We can make such a program for ourselves. On listening one murli, we will prepare ourselves according to that murli. And the next time we will go to Baba. You can come every time to Baba. Not physically, but in subtle form. From there, you can meet Baba here. And you will enjoy, I should not say this, but I can say you can enjoy more, better. It's experience of many souls. but it needs the same thing what we have done in our life. So last time, Baba spoke on concentration, angelic stage, purity and treasure of happiness. So we should work on all these four things. We should not think that Baba always speaks about purity. Okay, we are pure, no problem. Concentration, it's good. We need not to take these things so lightly. In these things we have to become serious. On listening that Murli, when Baba was speaking about purity, some Brahmins got scared. Oh, Baba had become Dharmraj. Many were saying this way. But I enjoyed that thing very much. I was thinking, oh see, God's love. He is our supreme teacher. And it's his duty, it's his responsibility to make us 100% pure. So if he says anything to us, it's our great fortune. Right? Because we are his obedient children. And he wants to see us in such a divine form. It's his pure desire for us. And we have to fulfill. So just for treasure of happiness, we can keep only one thing in our mind. I have to be ever happy. And for that, this thought is very great thought. Anything of this world cannot make me unhappy. I will live always happily. So one thing, just a formula for life, no expectation, full happiness. Where there is no expectation, there is full happy life. So we have to minimize our expectations, reduce them. For good concentration, it's a big subject, but in order to improve our concentration power, now I will share you some of my experience, some very beautiful yuktis for this very important subject. On two things we all must practice to concentrate. Two things only, in order to improve our concentration. One thing is, I am a soul, point of light, I am here. Visualize yourself for 10 seconds. In beginning for 10 seconds. Of this soul consciousness, we can use three words. I am peaceful, peace house. I am lighthouse. I am might house. So take these four forms, soul, peace house, lighthouse and might house. And stabilize your intellect on each one for 10 seconds. Visualize soul for 10 seconds. See yourself a peace house. And very good vision you can make. I am peace house and from me green rays of peace are spreading out. For 10 seconds. I am lighthouse. White rays of purity are spreading out. I am might house. Red rays of might are spreading out. 10 seconds each four. So these four forms are very easy and simple. We should focus on these things. Start from 10 seconds, then 30 seconds, then 1 minutes. And if you find that your 1 minute concentration has become easy, means you can concentrate your mind for 10 minutes too. It will become so nice. So I had given one thought in my group. That thought is very good, that when you see in the world to human beings, see them a soul, a shining diamond. And when you see up above, see the Almighty. When you see here, see the souls. When you see there, see Almighty. So, do this practice at least 4-5 times a day. And it will help you to improve the concentration. You know, concentration is a subject of intellect. And intellect works through brain. This is little subtle and deep point. Try to understand it. And it's also very important to know this. Because some complain that their concentration is very difficult. They cannot concentrate. As soon as they try to concentrate, they get headache. They get sleepy feeling. They feel strain here. So concentration is very difficult for some persons. Reason is, intellect, because it's working with the brain. And brain, because of many sins of our past lives, is getting all the time negative energy. You can understand it from the soul. All the time, because of sins of past lives, in the form of negative energy, is entering our brain. And that negative energy blocks many centers. Therefore, we have to give pure and positive energy, first of all, to our brain. If brain is weak this way, brain cannot help our intellect for concentration. So, we have to cleanse the brain, cleanse the intellect. So, if you sometime experience this thing, that concentration is creating problem for me, or I cannot concentrate more than 1 minute, more than 5 minutes, you should become very light about it. Don't give strain to your brain. Make it light. Leave it for some time and give pure energy, positive energy to your brain with positive thoughts, with the practice of self-respect and with the practice of soul consciousness. Just 3 practices. Positive thoughts, self-respect and soul conscious practice. Because it's easier to concentrate on self than to concentrate on Baba. When we have to concentrate on Baba there in soul world, our brain needs more energy. And when we have to concentrate on soul, our brain needs little energy, rather than it will give energy to the brain. So, practice of self-respect, practice of soul consciousness, and practice of positive thoughts. So, in order to improve our concentration power together with practice and practice, we should also improve our power of purity. Therefore, in yogic system, so far, all saints and yogis had this condition for the yogis, that first of all, you have to observe celibacy, then I will teach you yoga. Without celibacy, no one can become yogi. And this is the reason, because celibacy will empower the brain, and a powerful brain will practice yoga. A weak brain can never practice yoga. So we have to improve our purity. And we know all methods for that. Self-respect, yoga, good churning, determination, make promise with the self, and enjoy Baba's company. So it becomes very easy and natural. We can keep some other thoughts on which we can practice concentration. I give you 5 another visions. One question I ask first. Have you practiced 5 forms? 5 forms? Brothers? 5 forms? You remember? To double foreigners, 2 years back, in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba gave this exercise. 5 forms. Eternal, soul, deity form, worship worthy, Brahmin, then angel. So I can say, I have enjoyed it very much in my life. Very much. And I can say on the basis of that experience, this practice, I can say, is in the base of good concentration. Anytime, whenever you feel that your concentration is not good, mind got disturbed somewhere, practice these 5 forms 3 times, 5 times, and mind will become stable. And you can give very good thoughts to yourself for each forms. Concentration doesn't mean to stop the thoughts. It means one and the same kind of thought for some time. If you practice concentration on soul, so keep thinking about soul only for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. When we believe this way, that concentration means no thought, then it becomes a problem. But thoughts in one direction, it is called concentration. Thoughts, all thoughts in one direction. So every day, in the morning, we have to practice 5 forms. For Amrit Vela, I suggest you one thing, because yoga of Amrit Vela plays very important role for good concentration. If our Amrit Vela is very nice, whole day mind is silent and powerful. So we can divide our Amrit Vela into first thought in our mind. That first thought will lead you to many things. What can be that first thought? Not that I am soul. It's very simple. Good morning. Then, after that, Baba, okay, I am soul, then good morning to Baba, then just create such thoughts that, oh, Baba loves me very much. That second thought, that Baba wants to make me perfect very soon. That Baba from subtle world is giving blessing to me. From there, He is giving me very pure drishti, full of love. See this? Feel this then? You can have such thought that, oh, it's such a beautiful time when Baba has opened all of His treasures for me. He is ready to give everything to me. One thought you can have like this, that Almighty Baba has blessed me with all of His powers. So the powers which He has given to me, a most powerful soul in the world. These are new thoughts every day. This way, you can keep in front of you. Second part of Amrit Vela. One another thought is coming up in my mind for Amrit Vela. You just think that, oh, see my fortune. I am so fortunate when entire world is sleeping, I am meeting with God. God has come down to give me this elevated fortune. So why such thoughts are essential in the morning? Because we had been sleeping for 5-6 hours. Therefore, some centers of the brain were blocked. In order to open them, we need such thoughts of happiness and intoxication. So happiness, the vibrations of happiness, will bring a big change into our brain and we will become very fresh, very alert. So sleepy feeling, anything negative, depression, everything will finish. Second practice always you can do, invoke your most beloved Baba down to you. Ask him, Baba, please come down to me. And then feel that Pap Dada both came in front of me. See them. And Baba is giving drashti. From his drashti or from Shiv Baba, sakas, vibrations are coming to me. Feel this for some seconds or 1 minute. I had suggested this yukti to many, those who live in their families, that every day, at least 3 times, you can also do this experiment in your home. 3 times a day, invoke Bap Dada down in your home, take his hand in your hand, and go everywhere in your home, in each room, and feel that Baba's vibrations are spreading everywhere in your home. Do this 3 times. So thus, just as Baba came down to charge your home, and this way, all negative energy will go out from your house. You can do this for 15 days only, 3 times a day. Or whenever you cook your food, you can do at that time. Baba came down. He's taking a round in your house. God is moving here and there in your home. In the morning, same thing you can do. And it will remain very nice if you talk to him with one relationship every day. One new relationship every day. Today is my father, then Supreme Teacher, Sadguru, then he is my baby, my friend, my beloved, my mother, like this. Talk to him this way. But another thing you should do every day in the morning, I am most fortunate Brahmin soul, Baba is my Sadguru. When he came down, he put his right hand on my head. And from his hand, 8 rays of 8 powers are coming to my whole body. See this vision, how beautiful it is. From the hand of Bap Dada, 8 rays of 8 powers are spreading in my whole body and soul, mind and intellect, sanskaras, in everything. If you do it for a minute, wonderful enjoyment, divine feelings, and you will experience then later on that his hand of blessing is always there on my head. Do you love this experience? Always, when you are in problem, when someone is creating problem for you, when there is any kind of peacelessness in your life or in your family, bring him down. Say, Baba, put your hand on my head and get this experience. Then third part of Amrit Vela. Now, we can go to Baba in soul world or subtle world. Feel that I am combined to Him. His energy is entering in me. And fourth part also every day of giving sakas to the world with angelic form. Become an angel, go here and there and give vibrations. This is also in order to concentrate our mind, to improve the concentration power. You can choose any 10 countries or 10 cities and go there for one minute. Just for India, I can tell you the names that for 1 minute I am over Delhi. I am an angel, angel of purity, receiving pure energy from Baba and giving to all human beings of Delhi for a minute. After 1 minute, I went over Agra. I am the angel of peace, receiving the vibrations of peace from Baba and giving to the souls of Agra like this. 10 places. Every day if you do this, you will enjoy yoga very much. New experience you will have and concentration will become very easy. You will not experience that you are doing something, but you are enjoying that time. This way, if we enjoy our Amrit Vela, our life becomes free of obstacles. We all must know this. If there are many obstacles in the life, if you find some time that there is no success in life, if you don't enjoy very good fortune, if you think that people are creating problems for me, improve your Amrit Vela. Enjoy that time and everything will change within a day. Next day you will become free from all these problems. One thing for experiments. I ask you to do that. I did for many times, years and years. And last time, after last season of Avyakt Baba, because Baba had mentioned that point in last of his Avyakt Murli, so I brought it into my experiments many times, and that was that on the basis of your elevated stage, you can solve all problems of your life. As is your stage, so are your problems, circumstances. If stage is negative, circumstances will become negative. If stage is very good, all circumstances will change. Just as I give you one practical example, you can use it. Suppose one person is always defaming you. One person is creating some problems for you. He doesn't like you. His vibrations are always negative to you. Just create loveful feelings for that person in your mind. And it's very easy for us. Create loveful feeling for that person. With such thoughts that he is a soul, belong to the same clan, belong to the same home, he is also Baba's great child, he has got many qualities within him, create such thought for that person, it will bring loveful feeling in your mind and you will experience the moment you have loveful feeling for such person in your mind, his mentality will change, his behavior will change. So this way, we can we can make our enemies into our friends. No one will remain our enemy in the world if we have such loveful feelings for each and every soul. Therefore, Baba says, this brotherly outlook that all our souls is a great practice. It can solve many problems of the world. It can destroy the atmosphere of tension. It can change all vibrations of tension into peaceful vibrations. It's such a great practice, magical practice. If we see everyone as a soul, Baba children, great souls. Therefore, last time, Baba had mentioned one yukti, be in self-respect, yourself, in self-respect, and when you see others, see them with self-respect. I am a great soul, they are also great. If you don't see any greatness in them, sometimes it happens this way. They are not great, how can I think they are great? So if they are not great, at least they are good souls. God's children are good. God's children cannot be bad. They are good. So they are good children of God, good children of my Father. So my good brothers they are. Have such feelings and our attitude will bring a big change in their attitudes. It's a simple philosophy. Because we are great souls, because we are worship worthy, because we are ancestors, so our attitudes will change everyone's attitude in the world. And when attitudes are changed, world will change. Because everyone's attitude have become very negative. This is a big problem in the world nowadays. Attitudes are negative. I see always the downfall in the mind, in the sanskaras of human beings of the world, a big sign of the destruction. So everyone has forgotten that we all are brothers. We belong to one and same country. We must have love to each other. It is India who gave the message of brotherhood to the world. India was the guru of the world, lighthouse for the world. And see now, at the end, everyone has become very selfish. First me. I should be benefited first. You get anything or not, I don't care. First me. So this selfish motivation is creating violence everywhere. We can see violence, civil war everywhere in the world. You know about Muslim countries, about the terrorists. So our positive and pure attitudes will change their mentality, will change their attitude. So this is a big kind of service for us. And we cannot give knowledge to terrorists. They are not ready to listen to us. They listen to their own thing, their own leaders. They know the language of violence only. But if we give good vibrations, our vibrations are never failed. We must be sure our vibrations always create something good. So if we give good vibrations for a minute, they don't go waste. They do some good thing somewhere in the world. So this way, Baba's hand on our head, giving sakas to the world. Now some another yukti, visions on which we have to concentrate our mind and intellect. One is very powerful. You may be practicing that I am sitting on the globe. I am an angel sitting on the globe, and Baba, Almighty, is my canopy of protection. Just be combined like this to Him, sit like this for some time. I am on the globe, Baba on my head. Almighty, canopy of protection over my head. Just I am sitting inside this canopy of Almighty. Enjoy this company of Almighty. For some seconds, I use the word second, it become easy, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. One very good vision on which you can concentrate and you can enjoy. I am an angel. Sometime you can do these things in your country, when you are in your country. I am an angel. I am sitting in Baba's room. And just from Baba, from the forehead of Baba, vibrations are coming to me. Someone may say it's your imagination. It's imagination or will become the reality. What you will say? It looks like imagination that I am an angel and I am sitting in Baba's room. I am sitting in my own room. How can I think I am sitting in Baba's room? It can become reality if you develop this practice of being angel in the body. Feel that I left this body, I came to Madhuban, sit in Baba's room. Then I went to Baba's rock, sitting there, receiving Baba's vibrations and giving to the world. Then I left Baba's rock, I went in the sky, I am in the sky. See, feel yourself being in the sky. I am the angel of purity. Baba's pure vibrations are coming down to me. Just receive some vibrations for some seconds from Baba, and then that those vibrations are going to the world. Very good practice, very good vision. Do you like this? Can you enjoy? I am in Baba's room, then on Baba's rock, then in the sky. And one vision which is most powerful yoga, that I am in soul world combined to Almighty. Just me and Almighty. This way we can practice differently. New exercise every day, and can enjoy our life, our concentration. And I hope you will remember that you have to go to Baba with a beautiful gift. Now, I suggest you how to prepare the gift. Not on the paper, but in the life. So from today, you can choose 5 thoughts of self-respect, 1 thought for a day, for 5 days, 5 thoughts, and bring them into your practice at least 2 hours, 2 times in 1 hour. Just in a day, 25 times like this. Just first thought, I am most fortunate soul in the world. Bring it into your feeling. So, in the morning time, churn this thought, why I am fortunate. And feel that it's fact. I am most fortunate in the world. No one is like me. No one is as fortunate as I am. So, be happy to see your fortune. And then, repeat it in your mind. In the daytime, 1 practice. Second practice, then second day. So I first give you 5 thoughts. Second day, I am a great soul. And the best yukti is, you can note down 10 points by your own churning. Why God has mentioned me that you are a great soul. I have not said that I am great, otherwise it would become my ego. But God who knows me, He mentioned me, you are a great soul. Why? So you can note down 10 points. So your consciousness, your subconscious mind, then will accept that, oh, really you are great. And then whenever you think I am a great soul, it will give you great feelings. Third thought, I am an angel. You have to see yourself an angel. Fourth thought, I am Master Almighty. And fifth one is that I am victorious jewel. Baba's day, on Baba's day, I am victorious jewel. And then I can say that on Baba's day, you can mix all five. Sometime this, sometime this, sometime this. So mind will become full of happiness, full of intoxication and silent. Second practice, what you have to do, just two practices every day, one practice of self-respect. At the same time, go to Baba, either in the subtle world or in soul world, and receive energy from Him for 10 seconds each time. Go to Baba, feel that His energy is coming to me for 10 seconds, each time for 10 seconds. And if you can do this 25 times a day, you will become a good yogi. Only 20 seconds per minute. Intoxication will not take time. I am a great soul. Like this. I am Master Almighty. And just visualize Baba and feel His energy is coming to me for 10 seconds. Such easy practice will give you everything. And I hope you will enjoy your meeting with Baba this way. And when you listen to Baba, very good yukti. I had done this for years and years with Avyakt Baba. I was not interested in writing everything of Baba's Murli, just main point. Otherwise, Almighty is sitting in front of me and I am receiving energy from Him. Just His rays of might are coming to me most of the time. For 4 hours in this feeling. So those 4 hours will become great thing for life, blessing for life, and it will help us to improve our concentration. So this way you should prepare a gift for Baba. Go with this gift and see the difference in your experience. Many have come many times. See the experience when you go with your gift. And many double foreigners used to go with the gift of card, greeting card. But this gift is the real gift. Om Shanti.